Welcome to today's episode of AI News Blend, where we're diving into a domain that's capturing imaginations and raising eyebrows: artificial intelligence in education. You know, there's something both exciting and unsettling about machines helping to teach our kids, isn't it? The promise is compelling. Imagine every student having their own personal tutor, available 24/7, endlessly patient, and perfectly adapted to their learning style. That's the vision driving a wave of innovation in AI-powered education, where early results are showing some impressive numbers. We're seeing students using AI tutoring systems pulling ahead by as much as 15% compared to traditional methods. But here's where it gets interesting. While venture capital is pouring into edtech startups, many of them operating in stealth mode, the real story isn't about AI replacing teachers. It's about something more nuanced. The data consistently shows that the magic happens when we combine human teachers with AI systems. These hybrid approaches are pushing students more than a third of a grade level ahead of their peers. Take Yixu, one of the pioneers in this space. They've developed an intelligent tutoring system that adapts in real time to each student's progress, filling in knowledge gaps and adjusting the difficulty level on the fly. While their funding details remain private, their results are public, and they're turning heads in education circles. Meanwhile, the traditional education establishment is watching closely, with a mix of hope and hesitation. Public school districts, particularly in underserved areas, see AI as a potential equalizer, a way to deliver high-quality, personalized tutoring to students who might never have access to private tutors, but they're also asking tough questions about privacy, bias, and the long-term effects of AI-mediated learning. What's fascinating is how the media narrative is evolving. Early headlines screamed about robots replacing teachers, but now we're seeing more nuanced coverage. The Brookings Institution, for instance, recently acknowledged that while the benefits are real, they're more modest than the initial hype suggested. Harvard researchers are finding that AI tutors can indeed match human ones in some contexts, but they're most effective when they're part of a broader human-led learning strategy. The big tech giants are surprisingly quiet in this space, at least publicly. While companies like Google and Microsoft have the technical capabilities to dominate AI-powered education, they seem to be moving cautiously, perhaps aware of the sensitive nature of working with student data and the complex dynamics of educational institutions. This creates an interesting opening for startups who are racing to build what some are calling the future of learning, but they're facing their own challenges, from proving their systems work across diverse student populations to addressing concerns about screen time and student engagement. The stakes couldn't be higher. We're not just talking about test scores and grade improvements. We're talking about fundamentally changing how the next generation learns. The potential to close educational gaps and provide personalized support to every student is immense, but so are the responsibilities that come with it. As we explore this landscape today, we'll look at who's making moves, what's working, what isn't, and what it all means for students, teachers, and the future of education. Let's dive in.